CBA Mobile. I haven't talked to you and I don't know when. How you doing tonight, Glenn?
Yeah, you're right, you haven't. Yeah, maybe we haven't spoken in a couple of days. No, I'm all right. I was at home. I had to go back out to get some medicine. So now go back home and I guess make dinner or something. So what you been up to?
I need some medicine. Well, I've been up in Maggie Valley with my sister, and I just got home a few minutes ago into a house with no power. So, and my wife is over keeping, staying with her mom, and somebody has to stay with her now, and so I'm going to, hopefully, Bojangles and get some chicken if they got some power.
Wait, where was this? There was some nasty thunderstorms early this morning, but that would have been much earlier, around 6 a.m. I didn't know there's still without power.
It was a squirrel, and they get a good bit of that, and but I don't know what happened this time, because it was back on. And in fact, I didn't get a notice that it went back off. Usually my security system notifies me when it, you know, goes off and comes back on, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Those are a problem for residential power mostly, but yeah, I suppose a big squirrel or a raccoon, you know, very, very large squirrel, might take out a pole transformer.
I used to be good friends with a guy that works for Duke Power, and we saw each other a lot, and he said that, you know, squirrels are a pretty big problem. Good Lord. Everybody and their brothers are going to Bojangles. Aunt, uncles, and shit, they're lined up out the door here. We got two different lines merging. We got merging traffic here. This is interesting.
But I may be one of the only ones. I don't think I've ever eaten Bojangles. At least not in recent memory that I recall.
Like their home style chicken tenders, and they're really good. And I usually just eat them on the way to tennis, and I've got me some water here, and that's my supper. You know, I don't have any green beans or broccoli or anything like that to go with it.
Good chicken tender. Yeah, you know, again, I'm probably the only one. I haven't eaten them recently. And there was another, let's see, there was another outfit that used to be around called Church's. I forget if they were any good or not. It was a couple of chicken places that are gone.
You know, there was a Church's over there on Poinsett. I think that was Poinsett. And, I don't know if it's still there or not. I've never eaten at the Church's, so I don't know. I don't know anything about their food.
There was one other fried chicken place. Let's see, Popeyes. Who else is around here? KFC, of course, has always been around everywhere. I haven't eaten out much for chicken lately at all, I think. if I make chicken, it's, you know, I'll do it myself nowadays. But not as many chicken restaurants, I think, as there used to be.
Zaxby's. But yeah, the Colonel was, I can remember, we used to go to the one up on Augusta Road near Ferris, and that was probably one of the first ones in Greenville. And I think he had fried chicken before anybody else did in a fast food restaurant. But anyway, well, did you get to go to Shelby this past weekend?
Hamfest, Shelby, no.
The Hamfest, I mean Labor Day, Shelby, Hamfest. I always have the Hamfest on Labor Day weekend.
What was I doing? Yeah, all right, no, maybe next Labor Day.
So, 360 days from now. All right, well, yeah, I didn't go. I really don't need anything. I kind of want to get a ham, but I don't want to spend the money. So, I need to buy some tires for my car, and it's gonna be a chunk of change right there. So, in fact, I was a little skittish driving up to Maggie on these tires, but I needed to go Monday, and really didn't have a choice, and so I had to drive on them. But I've got to get some tires for this thing because they are wore slap down to the wear bars.
Do that for this as well a while ago. Tires you can't skimp on.
I've seen a lot of people that have, and they come in and you know, the front end's on a line and they're wearing on one side, on the outside or the inside, and steel sticking out, and if you don't know it's there and you put your hand on the tire to spin it, man, the thing can cut you good. I mean, it'll cut you it'll cut you up good. But I saw a lot of cars like that, and they would leave like that. They didn't want any tires. So, but you can actually at night, if a car has bad tires like that, you can actually see the sparks coming off the steel. Like it, when the tires are rolling against the pavement.
I've seen them where they're worn all the way down to the. Oh boy. No, actually, now that I think about it, I've seen beds. I see them all the time down here. You know where I see them? It's on the expressway. They're facing the wrong lane, flipped upside down, rolled over. Those are where I see them on pretty much any crash site I come to. Yeah, I don't know why you can't skimp on tires. That's why I just got these within the past month or two. I just put four new tires. Still need a dashboard. I still got to find someone who wants to replace that dashboard module. But at least I have tires.
CPA. Yeah, you can. There's a place over there on Whitehorse and Grove Road. You can get some. We call them black and round. And I could probably get a set for about $400. But I found a set on a Michelin's. At Pep Boys, and they got a pretty good good price on them, so I think I'm going to go with those, and I'll get Bradshaw Mazda to do the front end alignment for me.
I'm in my driveway. I'm gonna. But nice talking to you. And let me run and dash here. I got one or two more things to do. But we'll talk to you later. KB4 CBA KD2BNG. I'll be clear on your final.
Well, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. Take care. 73 is KB4 CBA Mobile.
Someone on the net.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I missed the call. I'm sorry, K2, I believe, X said. My name is Gil. I'm over in Seneca. Is the Blue Ridge Club sponsoring a ham fest this weekend, or has that been canceled?
Yes, by the Blue Ridge Club has been canceled for this weekend. And the call is KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet.
That's what I needed to know. I'll pencil that in for two times next year. Thanks for the info. That's exactly what I needed to know. 73, KS4YX.
You're welcome, K2TXJ. By the way, the name here is Jim Juliet, India Mike.